Hey everyone, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about closing.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And the most common sort of terminology or when closing is used is in sales. But what I would say, just to kind of put this out there, is that you're probably closing all the time. Sales is one of the common places, and a lot of the tactics and things we're going to talk about apply there. But when you're trying to close investors on giving you money, that's another place. When you're trying to close a team member on joining your team, that's another place where closing matters. And there's a whole number of areas in your life, even like, you know, like when I negotiated getting the car I wanted, with my wife, I had to close her, or convincing her to get the car she should get. I had to close her because she doesn't like spending money. So all these tactics are used, can be used throughout your life, not just in sales. I want to point that out before we start talking about sales. So Stelly, obviously this is one where you definitely are going to have much more to say about this than I do. So let's start with you. What is closing and what does it mean to you?
So I think closing is the art of creating a decision, right? Of helping facilitate a decision. And as you said, this can relate to all kinds of scenarios in life, but what you're doing is with the tools of communication, you are creating a moment of truth. You're creating a moment of conversion. You're creating a moment where somebody makes a decision for something or against something, to buy, not to buy, to invest, not to invest, to join your company, not to join your company. There's a lot.
So closing doesn't start with closing.
No.
That's kind of what you're saying. Closing is not really closing. Closing starts with something else. What does it start with?
Well, closing starts with selling, right? So the way that I would think about this is that you show up, which usually means that you are making an initial connection with another human being, right? Either in business, in an investor, whatever it is, a prospect. You're making a connection with another human being. You're trying to uncover if there's alignment and if there is a fit for whatever you're trying to accomplish, or you help them, trying to help them to accomplish. And then you're selling them, which means you're trying to understand everything that it will take to get them from realizing that there is an opportunity to work together, that there's a really good fit or alignment, to making the decision and converting and deciding to do it, right? And following through with that decision. Closing is the very final step. Closing, because most people have a difficult time making a decision. Most of us don't want to make decisions. Closing is the art of, at the very final step, the very difficult art of making sure that a decision is being made, the right decision hopefully is being made, and that a decision and the right decision is being made in a timely fashion.
Yeah, I like it. I just think that the reason I pointed that out is I think a lot of people think closing is just closing. When, you know, the first insight I would say about closing that I got from you was that basically closing starts with the first conversation, maybe even before that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, so let me point out one big misconception that people have. The reason I find that most people are really bad at closing, even if they're doing an insane amount of like promotion and marketing and even selling, trying to convince people of things, they're really bad at the art of the close at the end of the conversation, at the end of the sales funnel, the sales cycle, or the relationship. The reason why most people are really bad at it is because they, well, there's a number of reasons. Number one is they fear or they have this misconception that closing is a singular event. And it's like a one chance. If I ask you, hey, do you want to buy my product? And you say no, Heaton, that's it. We're done for life.
Is that it?
No, it's not. This is absolutely wrong. Closing is not a singular event, right? You could ask somebody, I say, to get better at closing, start asking for it often and ask early. And I tell this story. It's a little bit of a joke, and it's something that I have done, but I don't think most people should do. It's not part of everybody's personality, but it's just a good example for how true this statement is that, you know, when I say ask early, ask often, I had a presentation many years ago. I had a demo where a prospect, two people from that company came in person to get a demo from me about this product. And as they walked into the conference room and as we shook hands, they sat down and I looked at them and I went, all right, gentlemen, you guys, are you guys ready to buy? And they looked at each other and they were like, well, we thought today would be the demo. We have not seen the product yet. And I was like, you're absolutely right. You guys seem very decisive. So I thought maybe you made up your mind already. If not, we'll get back to this question after the demo. And I just started the demo. So, and this is very much something that is my style and is not for everybody, but you can ask somebody, hey, are you ready to buy at the hello? And they go, no, I'm not ready to buy. And you get perfect. What do we need to do to get you ready? Or perfect. I just wanted to check. I'll come back to this question at the end of our meeting again. Just because somebody says no, it's not the end of the sale or the end of the relationship. It's the beginning. And honestly, I love the reason why I love the close is because it creates a moment of truth. Because when somebody tells me no, that's a beautiful thing to me. Because it is an opportunity for us to get real. It's an opportunity for me to figure out what is missing, right? All right, you're not like, let's say at the end of the demo, I go, gentlemen, are you ready to buy now? And they tell me, no, not quite yet. Most people will take that as a real visceral, emotional rejection. They feel horrible in the moment. They'll feel embarrassed and they won't know how to handle it. I think people need to reframe it and see it as a huge opportunity. When somebody tells me no, I get excited. I go, ooh, awesome. What did I miss? What do we still need to do to get you to a yes? Tell me more. Help me understand you. And now when they tell me, well, you know, we're still really worried about security or this or that, or when they say, you know, we're not really sure if this is the right tool for us. To me, that's great. We're getting to the truth. I get to learn something. We're getting somewhere. Most people want to avoid that. So they just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk until they think the chances are high that they're going to get a yes. And if they don't think the chances are high, they're not asking for the close.
I really like that. I don't think I've heard people, you know, really think about it like that. Okay. So if it works like that and I shouldn't take a no for a no, how should I think about that? I think many of us would take a no and walk away from it.
Yeah. Right?
And just be done with it. And what you're trying to tell me, if I'm hearing you correctly, is a no means maybe or a no means not yet. What does the no mean then?
Well, to me, this is a great question. So the old school sales model, I think, was suggesting a no is really just a yes. You just have to keep asking until you just magically turn it into a yes. I think that's bullshit, right? I don't think a no is a yes or a no is a maybe. A no in that moment is no. But my perspective on this is that a no just means there's more to learn here, right? And I'm not trying, when somebody tells me no, I'm not thinking internally, haha, you're going to buy. I'm going to make you buy even if you don't want it. I'm not saying, haha, you don't know. It's a maybe. You're just not realizing it yet. I'm taking them, like I'm taking the other person seriously. But what I'm thinking when somebody's telling me no is there is information I don't have yet. And I need to have that information to either be able to help them make a great, better decision or for me to realize that this is truly not the right thing for them and I shouldn't be trying to close them, right? So since I went through the exercise to trying to qualify them and trying to first figure out if there's a fit, once I'm convinced that there is a fit, I'm trying to close you. If you don't want to buy, it means I don't have, there's some information I haven't uncovered yet to either help you make a better decision because you are not thinking about it the right way, or for me to reevaluate thinking that you are a good fit, right? One of us is wrong, and I'm trying to just understand who is it and help each other not be wrong, right? So when you tell me no, all I want to know is why. I want to truly figure out if that why is a reason to stop the conversation, if it's a really big red flag or a reason not to work together, or if it just means that I missed an opportunity to give you the right information, or if it's just something I haven't considered but we can work around. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. So when you get the no, make sure you figure out why it's a no, because there's a chance that there's a big chance that like you can turn it around.
Yeah,
that's basically it. Right?
Yeah, that's basically it. When somebody tells you no, it's an opportunity to learn. Like you need to lean in. It doesn't mean the deal is done. But it doesn't mean that you're going to get the deal. It just means now's the time to get, there's an opportunity to get more information and more data in order to either be able to close them and turn it into a yes, or to convince you that it is, right? Somebody's always being closed. Either they close you on not buying or you close them on buying, right? Somebody's going to buy. Someone is going to have to be closed in any kind of interaction. So a no to me is just a moment of truth, an opportunity to learn more in order to go one way or the other in the deal.
Yep, makes sense. All right. So what I'm curious about, and I'm a little stuck on this because I know we went all the way to the no